We are in Simin Reish Nun Gimel Sif Beis, right in the middle of it. What we learned so far was that there's an Isser Drabanan of Chazorah on Shabbos. Meaning, if something was taken off the fire and you want to go and put it back, the return resembles cooking. It's Mechsi Kamavashel. So Chazal said the only way that is permissible is, first of all, if you cover or remove the coals, meaning the fire is not exposed. This way it does not resemble cooking. Plus, it's got to be clear that this is chazorah, that this is return, and not placing anew. How do you do that? According to the Mechaber, it's that you didn't place it on the floor in between. That's where they used to put their pots when they were done with them. The Ramah adds that it should be that you were still holding on to it, and your kavana was to put it back. Says the Ramah now, Yesh omrim, the chol shu samach lachashecha o samach lo baruchu shu kabbalah Shabbos ledidon. Some say that if we're talking about putting a pot back, I took a pot off the fire on Erev Shabbos, and now I want to put it back just before Shabbos, if it is so close to dark or kabbalah Shabbos, imu samach kol kach shimitztanen akteira, it is so close that theoretically, had the pot cooled down, there would not have been enough time to boil it up again. Dino kamo b'Shabbos atzmo. It has the same halacha as Shabbos, meaning that there is an iser of chazorah. This is the shita of Tosfos, that there's an iser of chazorah mebo'od yom. Not only did Chazal say that there's an iser of chazorah on Shabbos itself because it's mechseikim of ashel, because it appears like cooking, they said that even close to Shabbos, it'll have the same halacha as a gzera otu Shabbos, so that if you're placing something on your stove or whatever apparatus you're using for heating it up, say you cooked it inside an oven, or you cooked it in a stove and now you're placing it in a crock pot, you cooked it inside the oven and now you're placing it on the stove. In all cases where you're placing it in a new apparatus or putting it back into something that you took it off the fire for some reason to clean the stove and now you want to go and put it back, there would be an iser of chazara and you would need goruf v'kotum. It would have to be a closed fire. Now, since the Mishnah Berurah already told us that we are choshish l'chatchila for the shita of the Mechaber, the Rif and the Rambam, and that is that we don't leave anything that gets better with time, we don't leave it on an exposed flame, then this whole halacha would not really begin. If we don't put anything on an exposed flame, then the same thing would go here. What are we saying? You need garuf v'kotum. That if it's close enough to Shabbos, you wouldn't put it on an exposed flame. We never do. However, we said that in time of need, we go with the Ikar Adin for Ashkenazim, which is like the Rosh, and that is that, like the Rosh and Rashi, that the halacha is like Hananya, that so long as your food is edible just before Shabbos, even though it's going to cook more and get better, we are not choshish for chitui, and therefore you don't have to cover the flame. If it is so close to Shabbos that you couldn't boil up that particular pot, that particular dish, had it been cold within that time span, there would be an iser of putting it on the fire without covering the fire, without it being garuf v'kotum. This is this shita. Now, first of all, the Mishnah, the Ramah mentioned samach l'chashecha o samach l'baruchu shu kabbalah Shabbos l'didon. He said that this gzera applies either so close to Shabbos or so close to baruchu, one or the other. The Magen Avraham is cholik, and he says that if you're davening Maariv early, we would not go by baruchu, we would only go by dark. Meaning, if it's close enough, if it's far away enough from night that it could have boiled up had it been cold. It's just that right now, you happen to have been Mekabel Shabbos early, according to the Magen Avraham, you would not have a problem of Chazorah. The Gzeres Chazorah was only close to dark. It was not close to Baruchu, for those who daven early. Now, this halacha only pertains to the issue of the flame being covered, Garuf HaKotum. How about the other questions? How about the issue of you have to make it obvious that this is chazorah, according to the Mechaber Lohonicha Gabi Karka, according to the Ramah, it's Ode B'yado V'dato L'Achzira. Do these conditions also apply on Erev Shabbos itself? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the halacha is that it's mutter. There's no need for it. There's actually there seems to be a stira within the Rosh. The Mishnah Brura paskins lahakel. The Mishnah Brura says that there is no need for the other tanoi chazara. All you need is that it should be garif akata, meaning that you should not be dealing with an exposed flame. So lahalacha, if you're using something that where the flame is covered, if you're using a blech or whatever it is that will be matir. That would be matar on Shabbos placing something there, the shaila wouldn't begin. There would be no iser. Now, we already learned that you're allowed to put raw meat on the fire just before Shabbos, and you would not have to cover the flame. The reason being that since raw meat takes a very long time to cook, you don't really expect it to be ready for a while, and you're not going to be so concerned that the fire isn't high enough. From there, we see that if something is not cooked, there's also no problem of chazara. If there were a problem of chazara on Erev Shabbos, then it should have been usher anyway. So we see that something raw, this gzera does not apply to. Not only that, what about something that is mavushal but not called sarko? So there the Mishnah Brura brings a machlokas. There are some who say that if it's not mavushal called sarko, there's also no gzera. The reason for this is very simple. What are we saying? That the reason why you're not allowed to do this on Friday when it's close to Shabbos, because people will get confused between that and Shabbos itself. They'll think, well, if you're allowed to do Chazara so close to Shabbos, you can do Chazara on Shabbos itself. People are going to make that mistake in the Durabanan of Chazara. Whereas if something's not Mavushal called Sarko, and you're placing it on the flame on Friday, no one is going to come to do that on Shabbos, because placing something that's not fully cooked on the flame is Bishul Daraisa. Why should we be choshes that someone is going to do Bishul Daraisa on Shabbos since he saw you cooking on Friday, late Friday afternoon? However, there are those who are cholik and say that Chazal were not mechalik between the two, and unless it is totally raw, it will be us. The Mishnah Brura brings them both shitas. Now, based on this, let's really do something of a review, lemaisa, of what we do with the various different appliances we've got at home, both with regard to Shia as well as with regard to Chazara. First of all, as said, the Ikar Adin for Ashkenazim is that so long as food is edible, there's no Isser of Shehiyah, you don't have to cover your flame. Lichat Chila, so long as the longer it stays on the fire, it will get better. Mitztamik v'yafalo. There is a need to do Garif HaKotum, to go and cover the flame. So based on this, let's say somebody wants to go and use a hot plate over Shabbos. A Shabbos plata, you know, one of these trays that just stays hot all Shabbos. You want to leave your cholent on there. Now, if your cholent is cooked, kamachol ben drosoy, if before Shabbos, your cholent is edible, not yet servable, but is edible. So mi'ikar adin we hold that there's no need for covering anything. There shouldn't be any problem. If, however, one wants to be machmir like the Mishnah Brura, which he says you really should be machmir and make sure that so long as it's mitstamik v'yofalo, like the machaber, you have the flame covered. So first of all, we have to remember, what was the gzeira on Erev Shabbos? The gzeira on Erev Shabbos of Shehiyah is the problem that on Shabbos you're going to come and stoke the coals. If you have a non-adjustable hot plate, there is really nothing to make a gzera atu. Therefore, many poskim say that to leave something on it, for shehiyah, there is no need to do anything to the hot plate whatsoever. Because there's no gzera of shemi yechate begachalit. That is if you want to leave your cholent on the hot plate and it is a non-adjustable one. Whereas, what if you would like on Shabbos to remove your cholent, serve it, and then put it back on the fire? Friday night, you would like to serve some cholent and then go and put it back on the hot plate. So there what you're going to be doing is chazara. For chazara, even if there are no settings, you would still need gorev fakotum, you would need to cover the fire, so it shouldn't be mechsei kamavashal. So here we have the question. The fire here is naturally concealed. Do you still need something in addition, or do you not? So we're going to see a little bit further that the Mishnah Brura seems to be machmir, that a natural cover does not count. I mean, the fact that the flame is covered, but if you did not do something special, as some kind of hecker, that would not be good enough. So that would seem to suggest that a hot plate, a plata, would need covering. You'd actually have to put something on it, say a sheet of aluminum foil, as some kind of reminder that it's Shabbos. Others say that it is sufficient to simply cover the dial if it has a dial. But if it doesn't have a dial, there's nothing to cover, so what you'd have to do is put aluminum foil on it. So once again, if you're dealing with an apparatus that is non-adjustable, there is no need to do anything for Shehiyah, because there's no chashash chitui, whereas if what you want to do is chazora, there would be a need to put something down as a heker, so it shouldn't be mechse kemavashel. In the case of the gas stove, so there we rely on the blech as being gorifakotum. Rav Moshe Feinstein does suggest that you also have the blech cover the knobs, because that is the place that one does the chitui. But essentially, the ikar halachi is to cover the fire, the same way Chazal said to do it. And of course, since it's adjustable, shehiyah would be usur unless you do that. But once more, mi'ikar adin, for an Ashkenazi, if the food is edible before Shabbos, the halacha will be that you do not need a blech. The only time it would be problematic is if the food is not raw, but not yet edible, ayidei adchak. That would be the only case that you need a blech mi'ikar adin for shehiyah. As a chumrah, the Mishnah Berurah suggested that we be machmer for the mechaber, and therefore, so long as the food gets better with time, it is mitstamik v'yafalo, you should cover it. Therefore, we would use a blech even for shehiyah. But this is a chumrah. In a case where you want to do chazara, you want to take it off and put it on again, there you would have to have a blech me'ikar hadin, the reason being because for chazara it must be gara fakatum. So even though the food is fully cooked, the halacha would be that to do chazara, you would have to go and cover the fire. Now, we did learn the Ran Shita, that if you removed it on Shabbos and put it back on Shabbos, you don't need tnoi chazara. That had nothing to do with the blech. We said the blech, you need a covering on the fire anyway. He was only referring to the need for the other tnoi chazara, which is holding on to it, having in mind to return it. There he said that so long as it was on the fire at the beginning of Shabbos, that's unnecessary. But there's no way that one can do chazara on Shabbos itself unless the fire is covered. So one would need a blech as a chumrah for shehiyah, whereas one would need a blech as ikar adin in order to do chazara. According to this chumrah in the Ramah that we just saw, even on Erev Shabbos, if you're placing it on the fire, you would need a blech mi'ikar hadin because of chazara. Now we go a little further. V'yesh makilin bezeh. There are those who are lenient. V'haminig lohokel. And the minig is lohokel. So we have a machlokus whether or not there is a gzera of chazara on Erev Shabbos. Ach tov lahachmer b'mokum shein tzora kol kach. Says the Ramah, it is best to be machmer where there's no absolute need for it. Says the Ramah now, where is it that one has to be machmir for an isser of chazara on Erev Shabbos? V'dafkal gabi ki ramamish. That's only if we're talking about placing it on the stove. Avalismoch, whereas if I'm putting it next to the stove, afilu somoch la'esh b'mokam sheyatza ledesbo. I have a little, I have a stand right next to, or a counter, right next to my stove, next to the fire that is on. And I want to go and put a pot over there in order to keep it warm with the fire of the stove. The halachi is that there is no iser of chazara. B'malkam shiat soledes po shari afilu samach lachashecha. Ubataner, in the case of an oven, ein chiluk ben lahachsir olav olismoch etzlo. We said a taner is very, very hot. Smicha has the same halachis as putting something in the oven. Therefore, it would be aser. V'dafka b'mokam shiyat soledes bo, aval ena yat soledes sham shori afilu b'shabes. And that's only if the oven is still yat soledes. If it is not yat soledes bo, if the place you're putting it is not yat soledes bo, you could keep it there without having any problems. That in halacha is called tzonen, it's called cold, and there would be no iser whatsoever.